My name's Pete Hanlon. I'm the Chief Technical Architect for Trader Media Group. Trader Media Group are predominantly known for the Auto Trader title. They run a number of different titles. They're owned half by Guardian Group and a private equity company called Apax. But as I say, Auto Trader is the site that everybody sort of knows and loves, the magazine and website. We have about 10.5 million unique users a month. We currently ship about 750 million web pages a month, and at peak we're doing between 2.5 and 3 million page impressions. So it's a pretty busy website. It's predominantly built on Java, Linux, which is the technology that we use for our website. And the back office systems, we have a mix of Java and Microsoft products. Auto Trader can be thought of as having two sides. There's the public facing site that everybody sees, where we can place your adverts and you can search for a car. There's also the trade side, which the dealer community, the car dealer community see. And to them, Auto Trader, we have a portal system. Within that, there's a mechanism that allows the dealers to manage the stock and to advertise the stock on the Auto Trader website and a number of other destinations. In addition to that, we take stock from data feeds, so for big stock aggregators and franchise, we get a lot of stock from those guys as well. But our predominantly the system we use predominantly for taking stock is a system called Dealer Edit. Now, with Dealer Edit, we had a bit of a problem. One of the issues that we have with Dealer Edit is that we need to manage image data. So dealers have a lot of pictures of cars. They're uploading those images with their adverts. The original Dealer Edit system was built on .NET and was a fat client that we distributed to dealers' machines. And that was okay. That could manage large volumes of binary data. It could resize images on the client, send those images to the server. So that was a good solution for us. But we found that the management of that solution was quite heavy in terms of calls to the call centre, sending out technicians to install the software and to train people up on the software. So we've moved towards an online model. But with the online model, obviously the problem that we have is managing that image data. Resizing that image data is always a bit tricky in a browser. Now, as we're predominantly a Java house, we went down the Applet route to manage that image resizing and to post those resized images to a server. But we found that as we rolled that out, we found that that was problematic in terms of a solution. Some of the issues that we were hitting were the fact that the Java runtime was 60 meg, that it had to be installed, and a lot of our users aren't particularly technical. It's not what they do. The car salespeople, that's what they do. And so talking through how they install the runtime, that was always a bit of an overhead in terms of our call centre. But on top of that, there's also the fact that it's very heavyweight. So our dealers, again, don't always have the latest and greatest machines. So running an image resizer in 100% Java was actually quite CPU intensive, quite memory intensive. We would find that the startup time was a little bit slow. So the whole experience was quite sluggish. And given that this is the job that the dealer's doing day in, day out, it's just not acceptable. So we had to look at a way to make that whole process a lot slicker. And that's when we started looking at Silverlight as a technology that was better fitted, we felt, for the dealers to do that kind of processing. For us, Silverlight was a new technology, so we didn't have in-house skills as such. As an architecture department, we'd been looking at this technology for some time, so we had some skills, or we'd already done some proof of concepts and understood the basics of it. So Chris Kelly, who is an application architect in the architecture team, he had a look for components that might be able to do this sort of work on the internet to find a basis that we could use to sort of build on. We found a component that was a good solution for this image upload, and used that as a basis for a project. Took that project to the development team, who are Java based, and that was their That's the key skill. Sat down with the Java team, taught them through the basics of .NET, of Silverlight, talked through with the designers how XAML works. This whole process took a relatively short period of time to get them up and running, because they already had a project that they could work with. And so the whole transition process was really quite smooth in terms of, from the point of getting a candidate solution that needed a bit of work, it needed to be skinned a bit, needed a little bit of extra functionality, to something on the website, was a relatively painless process.
Okay, so this is an existing web application that we use here at Trader Media to provide our customers with the ability to place classified adverts to appear on the offtrader.co.uk website and a bunch of others. It's a traditional Ajax HTML web application. We've currently got around about 9,000 customers using. And the thing we're looking at today is a specific piece of functionality which aims to address a problem we had with image manipulation. So currently we were using Java Applet in order to resize and upload images on the client. And following a number of bits of feedback from our customers, there was all sorts of issues with particularly the initial startup size of the runtime and ongoing performance from there. So we were looking for an alternative to that. And one of the options we looked into was a Silverlight upload. So we've actually got a Silverlight applet running here, which we've been able to integrate with the rest of the app and also the server as well that it talks to. So we've left those pretty much unchanged and substituted a Silverlight 3 application for that. So I'll just quickly give you a demo of that. So this is the file browser functionality, just prompts the native operating system open file dialog. So if this is running on a Mac or Windows, you'd get to see whatever the operating system would normally show you. And I just pick a couple of sample images there. We can see that those are queued for upload in this kind of dialog control. And the important thing for us was to try and optimise the experience as much as possible. So to limit the upload time, we do a bit of client-side resizing. So if you see the numbers under the size here, as we hit upload, they should drop a little bit just before the tool then uploads them in parallel. And those images are sent to a server just with a multi-part form post. Talking to, in this case, it's a Java servlet that existed already. And again, we were able to integrate the Silverlight client with that with no problem. Very much the challenge was, we don't want to rewrite the whole app. We want to look at replacing just that functionality, and Silverlight was in the right place at the right time, and it's really fitted that bill perfectly. So a big bit of the usability was the ability to try and resize the images before we upload. Not only does this save space on the server, we obviously don't want massive images, but also there's no point in transmitting that large image only to resize it on the server. So we were looking for a means to apply that JPEG resizing in the browser on the client and get that all done before we even try and submit that. The second important thing in terms of performance and usability was the ability to process multiple images at one time. So we can upload 4, 5, 6, however many, it's a configurable amount, up to the server in parallel, which again just helps to make better use of that bandwidth. And thirdly, as I mentioned before, we didn't want to rewrite more of the app than we needed to, so we kept the upload servlet exactly the same. The servlet that we post to is unaltered, and the page that hosts the control is largely unaltered as well. So we really were able to do a like-for-like replacement for a Java applet, which was great from a testability point of view, and actually a rollout was made much easier because we could basically trial this with small numbers of users.
We've now got this deployed out to about 8,500 dealers. So we've got a big user base that are using it. We've still got some people using the old .NET client, but we're migrating them over to the web app, and we feel that having these sorts of components are going to make that migration that much easier, because you tend to find that in terms of migrating to new platforms, 50% or more will migrate relatively easily, and then there'll be a small number of people that have genuine issue that, you know, in terms of moving over to that new technology, it's often ease of use or performance. And we're hoping that we can address that with Silverlight components. Well, I think that in terms of the dealer-ready product, you know, definitely Silverlight is a candidate technology for redevelopment, you know, of that whole area going in the future. The site that we've got now, it's very rich. It's got lots of features, you know, but it's all JavaScript Ajax based. And the downside of that really is the maintenance, and also the performance overhead when it's in a browser. You know, very large dealers might have thousands of stock items, and we render all of those in grids. So a lot of work's been done to page in, page out data. All of that adds to the complexity of managing these components that we've got. If we could just drag a grid component in that's already been built, that's already baked for us, and we're just, you know, populating data into it, that really cuts down on the testing, and it cuts down on the complexity of managing those components going forward.
So another application that we're using internally, and this was again part proof of concept, but really that we had a real business need, was to visualise various analytical data that we're collecting. So we put together a test application which allows users to configure graphs and charts, put those onto a dashboard, and edit those charts and edit those dashboards. So this has gone beyond a sort of small component into a browser-based application. So for this, again, we used Silverlight, initially Silverlight 2, and put together this multi-paged application for visualising this chart data. And when Silverlight 3 came out, I took the opportunity to migrate to Silverlight 3, which was quite painless. The code just worked. But then, once it was in Silverlight 3, we took advantage of some of the newer functionality. So specifically, the page navigation framework was really useful in integrating with the browser navigation and allowing us to deep link into various parts of the app. And that's what we really need. That's added nice functionality that users would kind of expect a browser-based app to have. Here we've got Silverlight 3 application running in the browser. This is actually, it's a full screen app, so everything that you see on the screen here is Silverlight 3. So all of the UI, all of the controls on there are Silverlight 3. This application is used internally to give us visualization of various metrics that we capture for some of our systems. So in this example, we have a process which is effectively tailing the logs of the autotrade.co.uk search engine, and it's summarizing those metrics into a database, and then this tool, by calling a SOAP web service, allows us to visualize that data, and it's pretty much in near real time, so these graphs are sort of a minute or so out. And the intention is that we can extend this, so we can set up multiple dashboards, we can set up, people can configure their own charts, you can basically change the duration over which you wish to visualise the data. It's really intended just to be that kind of general purpose graphing tool. The actual chart controls themselves, down here we're using the Visifier third-party libraries, so that gives us various, you know, bar charts, line charts, that sort of thing. And we can just drop them onto this UI, resize them, rearrange them, that sort of thing. Neat thing about moving to Silverlight 3 is we've actually used the page navigation framework built into Silverlight 3 now. So you can actually use deep linking. We can also integrate with the browser back and forward buttons, which makes the app more usable, and certainly people who aren't familiar with rich internet apps just expect that behaviour. So it's quite neat that we can get that to work. And we can also, as I say, publish those URLs and deep link straight into a chart or a dashboard. So you want to email someone and say, go and look at this chart, and that's dead easy.